Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David Abraham. And today, I want to speak about... Well, first, this episode is going to be both a warning and a wake-up call. For the body of Christ. And it's coming straight from 1 Corinthians 10:21. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. See, this isn't about what we believe. It's about what we fellowship with, what we feed on, and who we covenant with in our hearts. The Lord has been speaking that there's a purging happening in His church. I mean, you guys can see it. You can see it all online. You can see it, what's happening with the leaders in the church. Right? He's separating those who are truly His from those who are still feasting at two tables, trying to serve God on Sunday and the world on Monday. So today we're going to unveil what it means to drink from the cup of the Lord and what the cup of devils truly represents, and how to stay pure in your walk, aligned with His word and the prophetic truth of this hour. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your word that pierces through every lie and brings light into our spirit. Lord, as we open the scriptures, unveil our hearts, expose every area of compromise, separate us unto You again by Your blood, by Your fire, and by Your truth. Let this word bring deliverance, conviction, and consecration to every listener. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, let's start with what it means to drink from the cup of the Lord. In Luke 22:20, Jesus said, "This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you." The cup of the Lord represents covenant. It's not just communion. It's fellowship, relationship, and participation in His death, burial, and resurrection. So when you drink of this cup, you are saying, "I am one with Christ. I belong to Him. I share in His life, His power, His holiness." The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, "This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." So when we partake of the cup, it's not a ritual. It's a spiritual declaration. We are remembering His sacrifice, but also renewing our covenant with Him. Prophetically, the cup of the Lord means we drink of His spirit, His nature, His holiness. Hallelujah. It means we are filled, not with the world, but with His word. Jesus said in John 6:53-54, "Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you." See, life comes from the cup of the Lord, and death comes from the cup of devils. So now let's talk about the cup of devils. We must address the issue. Paul used strong language in 1 Corinthians 10:20, saying, "The things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God." See, the cup of devil represents agreement and fellowship with unholy things. Things that feed your flesh empower sin, or invite demonic influence. It could be idolatry, sexual sin, witchcraft, bitterness, or even worldly compromise. See, every table has a host, and every cup has a covenant. If the Lord's table brings you into fellowship with Jesus, then the devil's table brings you into fellowship with demons. See, that's why Paul said, you can't drink from both. Many today are trying to walk with God, but still entertain what he died to set us free from. See, they want salvation without separation, anointing without consecration, and grace without repentance. My God, hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord says, come out from among them and be ye separate. That's 2 Corinthians 6:17. See, God is calling his people to break covenant with the world, to renounce every unholy alliance and every demonic agreement that's been tolerated in secret places. Come on now. See, mixture is dangerous. You can't mix. You can't mix. You can't mix. And some of us been in the mix. See, mixture is dangerous because it looks spiritual but lacks power. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I'm going to say that again. Mixture is dangerous because it looks spiritual but lacks power. My God. See, in Revelation 3:15-16, Jesus said to the church in Laodicea, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, I will spit thee out of my mouth. See, lukewarmness is what happens when you try to mix two cups, a little of the world and a little of God. But the Lord is saying, choose. Choose. 1 Kings 18:21. How long will you halt between two opinions? See, you can't walk in prophetic power, apostolic authority, or true grace while sipping both cups. What's in your cup? So God doesn't share his glory with another. Isaiah 42:8 tells us, when you drink from his cup alone, you walk in clarity, fire, and purity. Your discernment sharpens, your authority increases, and the enemy loses his grip. See, every believer is in a war of covenants. Heaven pulling you to purity, and hell trying to pull you back into mixture. See, that's why Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness. See, when we drink, when you drink from the wrong cup, you empower the wrong kingdom. But when you stay at the Lord's table, you feed on truth, righteousness, and power. See, the prophetic call in this hour is return to the Lord's table. Break every demonic feast, every spiritual diet of sin, pride, gossip, fear, or lust, and eat again from the table of the word. David said in Psalm 23:5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. See, that's the table you want. One set by God in his presence, surrounded by his goodness and anointing. So we must guard our cup. How, you say? One, first, renew your covenant daily through prayer and the word. Psalm 119:9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Then you must renounce every unholy tie or influence. James 4:4 tells us, friendship with the world is enmity with God. My God. Guard your gates. This is a big one. Your eyes, ears, and heart. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your gates and stay filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So, I must, because this isn't, I don't want you guys to think or this isn't a suggestion. It is not. This is not a suggestion. This is a must. Because too long we have, so many of us, we have tried to play both sides. Mm-hmm. And I get it. A lot of people are doing that. What we're trying to do is get those in the world to come to Jesus by mimicking or doing, like they say, when you're in Rome, do what the Romans do. But that's not the case. There's no doing what the Romans do. There's truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot get to the Father but except through him. So you don't have to do what the world does to save souls. You just have to show the world what our God did for you, how he transformed you, your testimony. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. Because there's a young man or a young woman or whoever. It's not about young or old. As someone who's going through what you went through. My God. My God. Hallelujah. This is such a defining moment. Because there's so many of us who have been in the mix, and God is calling you. He's separating you. No longer shall you be on the fence. You must choose. You must choose today. You must choose. You must choose Jesus. You must choose. The kingdom. You must choose righteousness, holiness, purity. My God. Nobody never liked a both sides type person. God is the same way. He's the same way. Though he is loving, he is faithful, compassionate, merciful, gracious. He is a jealous God. You flirting in his face. Please let that make sense. I hope that made sense. You flirting in his face. Come on now. Some of y'all know y'all getting y'all feelings too. If your husband, your wife was flirting in your face, you say, what are you doing? You must not lost your mind. That's what my mom used to say. You must not lost your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's time to choose. It's time to choose. You must choose. There's no indecisive. See, this type of indecision could cost you. It could cost you everything. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, you guys know, and I hope that this message blessed you. But you guys know, that's my time. And you guys already know, if you've been here, when Nathan comes in the room, that means it's definitely my time. Oh my God. So let's pray, and then I'm gonna let you go. Let's pray. Father, we come before you and renounce every unholy cup, every table not prepared by you. We break covenant with the world, the flesh, and the devil. We choose your cup, the cup of salvation, purity, and righteousness. Cleanse our hearts, purify our minds, and set our spirits ablaze again. We declare that we are seated only at your table, filled only with your spirit, and devoted only to your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Beloved, the Lord is calling you deeper. This is not the hour to mix. It's the hour to stand holy, set apart, and full of fire. You can't drink from two cups. Choose the Lord's cup, the cup that overflows with life, truth, and victory. Until next time, this is your brother, David Abraham. And you've been listening to Unveiled by Grace, where truth meets transformation, and grace reveals his glory. Until next time, family. Shalom.